Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holtis.
Very excited to be joined by our next guest, Mitch Holtis, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Incorporated, and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Centers. Mitch, happy to have you join us today.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot going on. Kingdom Show tonight, and then I'm at the convention center now. We just finished a rehearsal for Patrick and his 15 and Mahomes gala. So celebrating a 31-0 power washing of the Raiders, and with a couple of events tonight. Big stuff.
All right, a couple of things here, and I promise you we'll get to the game, but I have to ask you this. So last week we were asking all of our guests this question. What is the word that you struggle spelling and you let spell check take care of it? So we asked Patrick this question. He said his word is itinerary. My word is convenience. I do not know how to spell convenience. I just let Steve Jobs and Apple autocorrect take over every single time. What is that word for you that you struggle with?
Gosh, there are several. I'm trying to think what comes to the top of a list here. Pneumonia is one of them, even though I got the P. There's so many. We'll just stick with pneumonia for the time being.
Okay, the other question that I have is, and you're somebody that really has to practice this, has there ever been...
And by the way, I won Mrs. LaRue's spelling bee in Smith Center Elementary School. 1 week I got a blue ribbon because we were full of like 18 honor students in that small school. A dude that's a doctor now, another gal that became like a Rhodes Scholar, but I won it 1 week, baby. I remember that blue ribbon. I won it in overtime. It was great.
Okay. I actually lost our spelling bee. I lost on the word diagonal. That's the one that got me out of there.
That's another one, man. You got to stare at that one a little bit and think. So, yeah, but spell check, especially to get it wrong, or when people are dictating messages. I love my dad. We're going through some issues with him now, but he loves to dictate. But it comes out of like C-dot once, blood, pneumonia, tricycle. Like, what is that? Like, so spell check of a dictated messages isn't exactly foolproof.
The other question I wanted to ask you is, and we were kind of having some fun with Rob Gronkowski. So Rob Gronkowski, he couldn't pronounce Emeka Egbuka. You have to really practice on these pronunciations. I'm wondering if there's a player that's like really giving you a hard time. So for me right now, it is the quarterback of UCLA. He was at Tennessee. You know the story. He then transferred to UCLA. I cannot pronounce his last name to save my life. I've tried. I just can't do it. I just call him Nico I at this point so everybody knows who I'm talking about. Over the years, what name has given you the hardest time where you really had to practice to pronounce their name correctly?
Oh, there's so many of those. You know, there's a proliferation now of players who have, like, from the Pacific Islands, like American Samoa, and Polynesian players, where there's so many vowels that you just kind of try to figure it out. Now, Sua Matias, that's a nasty one. And so you've got to, you know, you've got to sit there and ask. And then the other is the increasing group. I did a minute with Mitch on this. I did a study on it because my daughter and her husband was in Botswana for 2.5 years. Is the increase of first or second generation players from the African continent. And that does present some challenges, especially if it's hyphenated, right? It would be like, I don't know, there's Somatia Palamau, and it's hyphenated. Like you've got like 40 vowels and 13 consonants, and you're trying to figure it out, and you practice it over and over and over. You know, one of the missed ones is Rashi Rice. You just had him on with the promo, and it's not Rashi, and you don't wait on the first syllable like it's Rashi Rice. And so I think it's and that's not, you know, anything to do with Polynesian background or family or from the African continent. So, but Rashi Rice is that's the goofed up every week by several people. So. Anyway, you got to, yeah, but you bring up stuff that is like a nightmare to me. I wake up in the middle of the night with like a whole stadium laughing at me or making fun of me because I butchered somebody's name. And so I work on it, yes. Every week, though, there's a couple of really difficult ones on every team.
So, Mitch, you've been the voice of the Chiefs for a very long time. I think that Sunday is going to go up as just one of the more dominating performances that I can remember at Arrowhead. Like, I'm thinking back to some of the games. I remember I was a kid and there was a game where the Chiefs just dominated San Francisco at home. I remember there was a week in which Brian Waters won Offensive Player of the Week because they just ran the ball against the Falcons basically at will.
2006 49ers, by the way, and it might have been 41-0, and Alex Smith was the 49er quarterback. I think it was 41-0, but it was 2006.
I just think of so many. Yeah, I just think of so many of those games. I think of the game against the Falcons where Brian Waters won Offensive Player of the Week. I think back to, you know, the game against the Bears a couple of years ago where Taylor Swift made her first appearance. Like, there have just been some classic, iconic beatdowns. I mean, you can't dominate a team more than what we saw the Chiefs do on Sunday for 60 minutes against the Raiders.
Not when you have 30 first downs to three. 30 first downs to three. This is like the November Alabama game against, Wofford. And it's in 30 first downs to three where, 35 game minutes, I believe, the Raiders went between first downs. So you get that defensive domination, but then you get offensive domination where it could have been much more, but the Chiefs had drives of 92, 94, and 84 yards for touchdowns. And one was a 17-play drive. You can go years in the NFL and not see that, coupled with 30 first downs to three. I mean, it was, like I say, a power washing. You could say whitewashing, but this thing was you power washing your sidewalk.
Yeah, no, it absolutely was. When you think back to that game, Mitch, is there a stat that really stands out to you the most? Because at least for me, to run 30 plays and get 95 yards from scrimmage the way that the Raiders, like, Las Vegas, they had 10 drives. They ran 30 plays. They averaged a three and out every time they touched the ball. That's not realistic to do to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
What team defensively?
No, and they didn't have Jacoby Myers, who's a good player, and they had Brock Bowers, who's the new Kelsey. So, to be fair, they didn't have all their troops, but they did have Ashton Jeanty and, Trey Tucker. So they had some dudes, Michael Mayer, on the field. Yeah, it was ridiculous. But to have it all, and the fact that Jeanty didn't really ever get going at all was the factor in them just getting completely shut down when the Raiders had the ball. Now, my favorite stat of the game, though, was the fact that 9 players caught passes and 13 players touched the ball. Might have been 14. The only guys that were eligible to touch the ball that did not were Jalen Royals and Robert Tonyan. That's it. Because Nico Remigio got touches on the punt returns. Everybody else touched the ball. And so that, I don't remember seeing that happen necessarily. And the guys that had one catch, you got Tyquan Thornton, who had a 39-yarder, and you had Noah Gray that had a 28-yarder, and that was their one catch. And then you got everybody else. It was interesting. You know Joey Wentz, right, the baseball player?
Yep.
Really good dude, right? Shawnee Mission East, and this year he got into the Atlanta Braves rotation. Super proud of him. He was in their normal rotation. Like, he wasn't just throwing long relief or throwing every 2 weeks. He was the dude. And so I saw him. He goes, they're probably going to ease Rice into it, right? I go, yeah, maybe. I said, I think he's going to get 7 touches. He had 7 touches and 10 targets, 7 catches, no runs, but 7, and the flip pass is like a run. But still, the fact that Rice had 7 of them, but you spread out 8 other guys. So one of the things I talk about tonight with Coach Reed is the geometry of the game and how he can peg now. He's got so many ways to create angles and advantages, especially against zone defenses. When he has this many guys to use, it's almost like playing geometry, 3D geometry with chess. Play 3D chess, but now he has all the pieces. In fact, here's a couple more. Kick a couple knights and rooks and put them in for pawns and see how you do. That's what Coach Reed has right now. That was exciting to me to see so many different guys get touches and be impactful with those touches.
Mitch, you made the comparing Rashee Rice to Deebo Samuel, and that was a cut that we played a lot throughout the course of the week. And then on that first drive, when he gets the first touchdown of the game, that's a play that I've seen San Francisco and the Commanders run for Deebo Samuel for the last 7 seasons.
And it ain't even getting started yet. Just stay tuned. The fact that you've got very few guys in the NFL with that blend of speed and power, tackling ability, excellent hands that look like a running back and a receiver all in one. And there's just not many of those guys around. And right now, and Deebo's beaten up. He didn't play against Dallas, probably play against us, I'm guessing. But the point is that just those are unique humans. And maybe one of these days they'll call Deebo Samuel the Rashee Rice, right? That comparison. But coach is just getting started with this. You just saw really the tip of the iceberg for what can happen this year.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is brought to you by GEHA and also Silverstein Eye Center. I'm sure, Mitch, you've heard at this point, their saying is everybody got to eat. I mean, this really goes to show you that in this offense, I just don't really know what you take away. If you try to take away Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy can beat you. If you take Worthy away, then Rice can beat you. If you try to take away their top 2 guys, they got a Hall of Fame tight end playing right now. Tyquan Thornton can have a big catch. Juju can have a big catch. Like, I'm talking about an offense right now that early in the year, you could see they were really decimated by injuries. But now when they have everybody there, this is probably as deep of an offense that we've seen probably since 2022, since the year Pat last won MVP.
I think better than that. I just think you have so many more weapons and so much more speed. coach has even said it's the most speed he's ever had. And that's saying something. This is his 27th year as a head coach. So I think it's nothing against the 22 guys, but you just got way many, you got way more weapons and guys that can make small plays into big ones, either breaking tackles or using their speed. Rashard Smith is example D here, but maybe example A of saying, hey, well, they're better because you have him as a game breaker type that can take a screen and make it a 20-yard play. Where it's set up, it looks like it's going to be 5 or 6. Now, if I'm an opponent of the Chiefs, we'll see how the Commanders play it, that I think I've got to just get pressure on Pat and throw the timing off. But here's what this group does. This is why tonight, if you listen to Coach, I ask him about the geometry. He's taught me in 13 years so much about the geometry of football and how you set it up. It's very kind of like basketball and football in structure. But so many defenses now, and where they're getting tricky, is not only trying to fool the quarterback at the line of scrimmage, like with a, you know, foxfire or a fire zone kind of play, where like Pat got deked in the Jacksonville game a little bit. All right, that's always kind of been around. What's become new in the NFL are these matchup zones like basketball. I show you zone, but if you enter my area, then I stay with you man. So like the first 10 to 20% of the play, I'm in zone. And some of my teammates may stay in zone. But based on your route and what you run in the next 40 seconds, I'm sorry, the next 40% of the play, I may latch onto you, man. So it's designed to confuse the quarterback and the receiver, and it's some of these teams are getting really good at it. All right, what's the answer to that? What the Chiefs are doing. Because if you're sitting there and going to run this matchup zone in certain areas and go zone to man, man to zone, not everybody's going to be doing that. So Pat now has a place to go all over the field using different angles and levels where that person that he's going to could absolutely decimate you on the play. Think about it. Even Juju. Juju's going to – he'll take your lunch money if you're going to do something tricky, and I'm going to take away Rice on this because I showed zone, but now I'm really man, and I'm hugging him on a crosser or a shallow route, and then all of a sudden Juju pops open because somebody else can't do that. Not everybody on the field can do that necessarily in the right now in the structure theory of that defense. And so you have countermeasures to pretty much everything if you can protect Pat throughout the day.
Mitch, I'll get you out of here with these last two questions. The first question is, what was it like to get home at a regular time for dinner? That hasn't been a thing for you in a long time.
Oh, my gosh. We're closing up postgame. My portion, I go, it's 2:58. What do we do? Like, that game was fast, too, by the way. I mean, we're kneeling down. We're going to a knee before the two-minute warning. I don't think I've ever seen that because Coach was going to be respectful to Pete Carroll. Date night, right? My lady, it's like, we're going to have a date night. This is what we used to do, like, on noon games. And so that was good. So it was – and then you got the rest of the evening. Like, Sunday night football, I'm getting ready for the rest of the week. And it's like, okay, let's go. What do I do now? So, yeah, you could get used to those Sunday at noons. It's the opposite of getting home after a road Monday night game and you don't have enough days or hours to get the week completed.
Mitch, I'll get you out of here with this last one. What do you have planned up for Chiefs Kingdom tonight?
Okay, we got Shamari Connor, who's awesome. Now, he's second in this team in tackles. He's also second on special teams tackles. I'm not sure defensively Bolt would have it because Bolt's in charge of the whole thing. But what Spags ask everybody to do, he might argue with this. I'm not sure other than Bolt that Shamari Connor doesn't have the second most on his plate. And he's asked to actually do more, like in coverage, than Bolt. And so, Shamari Connor's got a lot going on. And then he wants to play special teams. And he's second in special teams tackles. He actually led the team. I've never seen it where a guy was second on the team in tackles and led the team in special teams tackles. And he got eclipsed by Cooper McDonald yesterday, who's got 7 special team stops. And Shamari's got 6. But Shamari will be on after Coach. But again, if you listen to Coach tonight, I ask him about the geometry of the game and how the fact that he has got more chess pieces to attack that geometry of the game is a big deal.
That is Mitch Holtis joining us on the show today. He is brought to you by GEHA and also Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, have a great week and great job hosting the 15 of the Mahomies. I'm sure it's going to be a great time.
Oh, it's going to be monumental. One of the greatest moments of the entire year is when he and Brittany have all of the organizations, all kids-centric, on the stage at the same time getting their checks. There's representatives from 33, I believe, organizations, and it is such a moment. It's one of my favorite single moments of the year to see that and those organizations up on that stage. It just tells you everything about Patrick and Brittany, and there's way more to those people than what you even know. And their hearts are so good. It's a great night.
Absolutely. That is Mitch Holtz, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show. Thanks, Mitch.
All right. See you, C-Duck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.